Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right. Thank you, Woody. Kyle Krabs, Locked On Dolphins podcast and NFL analyst for A to Z Sports, joins us. Good morning, Kyle. How you doing, man? It's finally here after all the yap about putting this 53-man roster together, and we like this and we don't like that. Now we get to see it on Sunday.
Yeah, let's just go out and play. You know, what's the worst that can happen? I'm glad we're here.
Yeah, hey, speaking of that, before we get into the team a little bit, so this Tyreek thing's been a story, and he was not named a captain, and now everybody's a little concerned about how Tyreek is going to feel about it. I don't think Tyreek's worried. I'm sure he probably knew this was coming. Maybe it's a little bit of a sting there, but my thought is he's more concerned with this showing everybody that he's going to have a big year. I think his total focus right now is getting back to the Tyreek Hill of a couple years ago. Don't you? He's pretty motivated by that.
I think August 31st, he had the deadline pass for his fully guaranteed option bonus for 2025, which is nearly $16 million. After that, he has $10 million in salary this year, and that's it for guarantees on his contract. And for a guy who's coming off a down year, who's now into his 30s is not usually kind to wide receivers. I don't think the Dolphins are going to be eager to pay him $36 million, which is what he's scheduled for next year. So whether that's an adjustment contract or a trade in the offseason or a trade at the deadline if they start slow or if he's released, however the season plays out, every player, and you saw this in 24 with players that had multiple years left on their contracts that no more guarantees, he's got a lot bigger thing to motivate him than not being named a captain. And it's after this year, he has no guaranteed money left on his contract.
Yeah.
So I have to imagine that is a much greater motivator for Tyreek to keep himself the best version of himself in all ways on and off the field until he finds whatever contract opportunities with Miami or elsewhere after the season that's going to give him more guarantees.
If Tua stays healthy, 1,500 yards over or under on a Tyreek Hill season?
I'd probably take under, but it would not be because I think Tyreek doesn't have the juice to be that kind of explosive player. I think just between the investments that they made with the offensive line to be a little bit more balanced with their offense, Jalen Waddle, I think being the first primary receiver throughout the entire offseason program and the vast majority of training camp because Tyreek had this oblique thing, I just think Waddle's going to be in a position to maybe balance those skills or potentially take the majority workload based off of what the offseason program looked like for him. And I think Malik Washington's got great chemistry with Tua as well. And I don't think that he's going to just be like an afterthought in the passing game. So I think the 180 targets for Tyreek and the race for 2K and all that, like, I think those days have kind of passed. And as a result, I think they'll be a little bit more balanced with their target share.
Yeah. And by the way, I mentioned this earlier. I think everybody's talking about, hey, what do you think needs to happen? I go, Mike McDaniel, Smith, Bevel, and Slowik. All have some form of coordinator, or McDaniel's a head coach. They need to be spending a lot of time figuring out how to get those two guys on the outside the football down the field, right? They need to figure out some things to work around too deep, to get that too deep taken care of so we're not talking about it.
Well, and I really don't think it's hard, Joe. They've talked about it. It's, you got to have a presence to run the ball, and if teams want to sit in too high, you got to make them pay for it by punishing low box counts and force them to bring the extra hat in the box. That's all it is. So that's really why I think you asked why it didn't get better from the start of the year to the end of the year last year. They didn't have the presence on the interior offensive line. It bit them in the rear end, and it really handcuffed what they could do as far as running the ball. And teams were content to say, hey, we're going to sit back, and if you want to get those guys the ball underneath in space, everybody's going to take good angles and we're going to tackle. And that's it. So you structurally, how you call a game has to change the defensive structure. It's that old adage, and I know the new analytics and EPA and play action, whether you establish the run or not, there's all kinds of different schools of thought on that. You gotta run the damn ball. Like, excuse my language, but that's, if teams are going to sit here and play too high shell on you all the time, and they're going to cloud the corners and play two-man, or they're going to play press coverage on the outside and shade safeties over the top, you got to gouge teams between tackles. You got to be able to do it. And I think they made some changes to put it on the menu, but now you got to go actually go out and do it if that's how teams are going to play.
That's why I think the most important thing, I started the show this morning with, you know, this offensive line. It's the first time this five has been together. Now that Austin Jackson's coming back and you got three new starters with Patrick Paul taking over full time and Jonah taking over at left guard and James Daniels at right guard. How quickly can they come together now? As five, and how good can they be right off the bat, as you said, run blocking as well as their pass protection?
Yeah, and I think I've got a lot of optimism for that group. I think the skill sets, now I think Jonah had an up and down preseason. I think you could tell he was a rookie. It's how quickly he adjusts and grows and avoids making the same mistakes twice, but I think his best reps in the preseason, I think the vast majority of them came in the run game. So I think that's all that much more reason to kind of have that appetite to attack that in early downs and make sure you stay out of long and late where you could have teams teeing off on you with pressure packs.
We know Achan's going to start. I don't think they want to overuse him, though, here in week one. I expect to see – how much of Ollie Gordon do you expect to see?
I think you get a pretty hefty dose. Now, some of that's Achan, some of that is kind of the, Mike McDaniel used the phrase throughout the offseason, the tonality of the football team, right? And Ali, he brought the juice
in the
preseason. And I think he led all rookie runners with yards after contact. I think he's got a lot of confidence that he's running with right now. And I think he mitigates when he does make mistakes. I think he mitigates it because he's so eager to get north and south. Whereas you think about Jalen Wright, his rookie season, and you're running the wide zone, outside zone, and you're pressing the outside, and you got to make a read, and you got to make a judgment on if we've got the edge or not. And I thought Jalen too often last year took those runs to the sideline, and it got strung out, and then you didn't get yards. Where in the instances where I think in the preseason, Ali has maybe misread or not anticipated how the block was going to develop or how the second level player was going to fit, he's still getting north and he's still getting 2-3 yards out of those runs. And I think that's not a small deal when the difference is second and 11 versus second and 7.
We've been talking this morning about all the power rankings, and I like, I was watching your podcast, breaking some of the stuff down, coaching, roster, and schedule that you're playing. Also, a big, big part of this that nobody's really talking about, and I totally agree with you. Everybody keeps, you know, if you're down on the team, you're oh, they're going to win 5 or 6 games. I go, no, they're going to win. And people are like, well, what do you mean? How are they going to win more? I mean, I go, well, they got Colts, they got Cleveland, they got Saints, they got Patriots twice, Jets twice, Panthers and Falcons. Hell, they might be favored in almost every one of those games, except this first one.
Yeah, I think for the betting lines purposes, it gets a little muddy because you're in Carolina. You're in Atlanta. There's been some of the books have some movement that's swinging Miami's way here in week one. But I think that's part of it is you play who's on the schedule. And I know everybody's going to be eager for the first time they play the Bills or when they play the Ravens on Thursday night or that late season stretch with Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Tampa Bay. Like those are the games that I think are going to tell you a lot about who this team is this year versus what the past iterations of the team have been. But you look at the schedule and you say, hey, if I'm just being intellectually honest about where these teams are at with rebuilds or teardowns or stuck in neutral, there's no reason why Miami, with continuity on both sides of the ball and a lot of core pieces, and we feel like they upgraded and addressed some of their biggest weaknesses, there's no reason why, if they don't play to their potential, they're going to win and easily clear the 5-6 games that everybody who's super low on this team. Mike Florio had the Dolphins ranked 28th.
I couldn't believe. I know he's really down on the dysfunction of the team. I saw that too, and I was like, come on, Mike. Like all of it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The sun, all these bad teams you have ahead of them. Come on. Yeah. I'm with you on that. That was a little bit of a surprise. So what did you have them last night? Just tell everybody what you're thinking after breaking all this down.
Yeah, I made the qualifier when I did the schedule prediction on my show last night. It's the assumption that you're going to get a full slate of Tua Tagovailoa, right? Because that's that happened in 23, so it's not impossible. And for every four games, the math says for every four games the Tua misses, the Dolphins lose 3 out of 4. So if I'm projecting a 17 game slate with Tua Tagovailoa, I went through the schedule and I tried to, you know, look at rest advantages, roster matchups based off what everybody has right now, coaching matchups. I had the Dolphins at 10 wins. And there were a couple that I was like, hey, these are coin tosses. I tried not to give them all the benefit of the doubt and none of the benefit of the doubt. So I kind of took those down the middle as far as, oh, the Chargers coming to Miami versus the Washington game internationally versus Cincinnati and Pittsburgh as two games later in the year, one at home, one in the way. Like, I tried to take those down the middle for law of averages sake, and I got 10. And I would not be surprised if that's where they end up sitting. And hopefully we don't need to see Zach Wilson play, because if that's the case, then I feel even better with who's on the schedule that that's where you can get.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think a lot of people listening right now would take 10-7. Take it right now and let's go. I'm with you. But, hey, I talked about this beginning of the year. Nobody wanted to hear about it, but you're playing Cleveland. Hey, everybody's got good players. There's no question about it, but obviously these teams lost a lot of games when you look at them. Cleveland, Saints, Patriots twice, Jets twice. I don't know how good they are at the quarterback position yet. Panthers and the Falcons. Yeah, so
That's half the schedule right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you start, well, four in just the AFC East alone, but you're right. That's a lot of their schedule, and that gets you in a wild card. Hell, it may not even you may not be the last wild card. That probably moves you up a slot. But hey, listen, there's still a bigger picture out there down the road. But boy, I'll tell you what, there'd be a lot of people right now over at that stadium that would love to see a 10-7 and go, man, we hope that Kyle Krabs dude is on the money there. Hey, secondary, real quickly here. How do you feel about what it looks like it's going to be with Jones and Douglas and Marshall and Storm Duck? What are your thoughts on those four most likely playing in this game?
Yeah, and it is not lost on me that we might have Ashton Davis at safety for this game too, just because he, Mike McDaniel said there was three names that didn't practice on Monday. Ashton Davis wasn't amongst them. He was back on the field last week doing work. So if he's going to end up trending back, the Dolphins put out the depth chart yesterday. They had Ashton Davis listed as a starter at safety opposite Minkah Fitzpatrick. So I think that for me is the really interesting domino piece where they've been experimenting with Jason Marshall. But if they go with Big Nickel, if they go with three safeties, and now Ifeanyi Falamu, who was a college corner, can get some opportunities in some passing situations or potentially on early downs because he's a safety. Maybe you want him up in the D gap to fit the run. It gives you another option. I think you can do some mismatch stuff, especially against a team like the Colts that has Tyler Warren, their first round pick at tight end, who's a phenomenal player. So I think Rasul Douglas is signing. I don't know how much we're going to see of him this week, but I think for the big picture of the 17 game schedule, I think he's a great floor raiser for the room where Jack Jones, there's some feast or famine that exists there. They've obviously got the youth and the young guys that they're betting on, those guys taking steps and developing, and some of them will and some of them won't, right? That's how player development works in the NFL. It's not all linear for all players all the time. But I think the Douglas signing throughout the grand scheme of this season is a great floor raiser. And man, it really bums me out that we're not going to see Kader Kohu, because if you told me you had Jack Jones, Rasul Douglas, Kader Kohu, Jason Marshall, and Kohu was a piece of this mix, I'd feel pretty darn good relative to what the expectations were about the corner room in April when we found out we were trading Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
So I think it has the ability to be a sufficient piece if the front seven is as advertised.
Well, I got to tell you, on the other side, I haven't even been talking about this. I know we got to run here in a second here. Defensively, that front seven, not allowing Taylor, who, by the way, can get rolling pretty good and has been one of the better running backs in the game for a while. But they shut him down, and they can tee off. I am really looking forward to seeing what Coach Weaver has in mind. As you said, could be three safeties playing at the same time, the blitz packages, and those four guys on the outside, the four veterans.
Yeah, especially, you know, the first couple weeks here, you got your first 2 weeks, you got Daniel Jones as a starter in Indianapolis, and then you got Drake May in week two on the road playing in a new system, right? Like it now has Josh McDaniels and that Earhart Perkins system, which is it's a lot of volume of information that he's now responsible for. And it's only his second week getting implemented in a real game setting against a defense that's game plan for him. So I think the first couple of weeks, you have the opportunity to really get rolling and showcase and really flex what you feel that strength of your defense is.
Kyle, thank you, man. I appreciate you spending some time there. 10 wins, 10 and 7. Boy, I'll tell you, what was the reaction on the podcast, 10 and 7?
You know how it is. I about half the people tell me I was too high and the other half told me I was too low. So I must have done something right.
There you went, right down the middle. Just like a field goal kicker. Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Kyle Krabs, Locked On Dolphins podcast, NFL analyst for A to Z Sports. Brian Baldinger going to join us at 9 o'clock. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL. Get you caught up. And it all starts tomorrow night, man. Cowboys at Philadelphia to take on the Eagles.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.